this story basically is from my childhood back in Pakistan. I, at that time, was very small as compared to other class fellows in my class. And my life was miserable. I was that timid little kid in the corner, always with his head down, waiting for somebody to make fun of him. And I had no self-confidence. I hated life. There was only one person who cared about me, my mother. And she was even more worried about my small height and my apparent kid-looking appearance. So she used to make me drink milk, which I hated, and I used to drink it like shrug off the feeling every day. And I used to hang with the pool while all other kids, they used to play around, and I'm hanging there, getting myself tall. Anyways, it was one of those miserable days. I was sitting in the class, and a girl in my class, she came to me and she said something very bad. She said, "Oi, kadu, wo mera bag pakda mujhe," which means that, "Oh, you dwarf, give me my bag." It broke me, literally. I was devastated. And I wanted to tell her that it is very bad, but I couldn't because I had no confidence. I was the weak kid. I gave her bag, and the moment she turned around, tears started falling down my cheeks. And it was every day. But that day was different because I somehow mustered up the courage, and I decided to go to the principal's office. And I went to the principal's office very secretly so that nobody can see me. But I knocked on the door. "Yes, come in." And there she was, Mrs. Yasmin, the most wise lady I've known in my whole life, reading something with her glasses like this. "Oh, Faizan, what can I do for you?" I charged and I said, "Mom, that girl, she said me..." And I couldn't finish my story. I started crying again. Now, Mrs. Jasmine, she smiled. She got up from her chair, went around the table, came to me, gave me a gentle hug, made me sit on a chair in front of her, and she sat in front of me. And then she calmed me down. She said, "Okay, tell me what happened." And with my hiccups and everything, I told her the complete story. And I could still remember the smile on her face continuously. She was smiling at me. And when I was finished, she said, "Faizan, you know, whatever she did was very bad. She shouldn't have said that to you. But you shouldn't have come to me at all." And I was like, I expect you to penalize her, kick her out of the school, and instead you are telling me that I shouldn't have come to you. But then she explained that it made sense many years later. And she said, "Faizan, you know, all great people in life become great because they forgive and they forget. What did Nelson Mandela do when people imprisoned him for 28, 29 years? Did he take revenge from them? No, he didn't. What did Gandhi say if somebody slaps you on one cheek? Present the other one. Faizan, if you promise me today that you will forgive everyone every day, I promise you today that a day will come when you'll have lots and lots of friends." I didn't understand, seriously. I came out of the office with indignation and everything. I was disappointed, but somehow the message retained here, or maybe here. But I started ignoring. I started smiling back. I started focusing on positivities in my life, on my academics and my extracurriculars. And the magic happened. Those who hated me started loving me. And I today have lots and lots of friends. The moral of the story is nobody hates you. It's you yourself who hate you. And if you stop hating yourself, people will start loving you. Thank you so very much.